Okay.
After year two, all of the schools in our county were integrated. And of course, in the school I was, Leek Street was integrated also. And then when we first integrated Leek Street, it became grades, I think, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And of course, when they brought the white students in those grades, I had as many or more teachers as I had.
So the
enrollment went back up. Mm-hmm. So my salary was back where it was, maybe even a little bit better. So it was integrated from then on.
Did you find any difference in supervising black teachers and white teachers?
I don't think a great deal. I guess I anticipated. I certainly, you know, was a little anxious about how it was going to work, you know, as all of us were. And of course, coming, Leek Street had been an all-black school. And there was reluctance on the part of the white community to send their children to a former black school in the heart of a black community. So that was a problem we had to deal with. Of course, we came through it rather successful. There was a private school built in the county, and the first year we had a good number of students who went to that private school. But prior to the year before integration, we knew we were going to integrate a year ahead of time, and that whole year we spent getting ready for integration. When the administration knew we were going to have to do it and decided to do it, then an effort was made to get us ready. And we had meetings at the high school level. The students met and set up student government. It just so happened that made it easier, and this is not for the school I was at, but we consolidated the whole system that year for integration. Had only one system. A new high school was built and was going to open that year, the first year of integration. No, it wasn't the first year of integration, the first year of consolidation. And all of those students from all the high schools met during the year. They selected the school colors for that new school. They selected the mascot, student government, and everything. So when they went there in the fall, for the first time, it wasn't somebody coming to my school, because all of them were new at their school. Now, where I was, we did the same thing with the staff. We didn't have a lot of students meeting together, but we met with the teachers who were going to be at that school from time to time. And I think prior to the closing of school that year, we had a rather long session with them, and we talked about the next year and the problems we look to and how we're going to solve them. I think I gave them their room assignments maybe when at the close of school. I think we had a meeting during the work days at the end of the school year, and they came over to the school, and of course the black teachers who were going to still be there, we had a meeting, and I had already assigned their rooms, and so they had a chance after we talked about the school and how we operated, and then they went to see their rooms. And of course I told them I'd be there all summer if they wanted to come back in the summertime and start looking in their rooms and anything they needed. We try to get everything in place prior to that. So the whole summer the teachers were in and out getting their rooms ready. And of course we had open house, I believe, in the fall. So of course the white parents came in the summer too. They came to see the school. And because some of them wanted to get special consideration for their students.
Where they
wanted them placed and that kind of thing.
How long did you serve as a principal of the integrated situation? 5, 6, 7.
I left there and must have been, I don't think it was 10 years, but it was a good number of years I stayed there as principal. Mm-hmm. Until I was elected to the assistant superintendent.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy your job?
Very much. I enjoyed. I used to say to teachers and other educators, I hear them complaining, about I'm going to retire. I wish I was out of this, and just coming in the mornings, complaining. And I told them, I don't have I have problems every day, but I look forward to going to school and going to work every day, and I enjoy it every day until the last. Not that all days weren't as pleasant as the other. And I didn't retire because, I didn't like my work. I set a time that I thought I was going to retire years ago. And I said when I got to be 62 years old and could draw my Social Security and my retirement too, I was going to retire. I worked 41 years and I retired.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
What do you consider the major problem of your principalship?
I don't know. I guess the major problem may have been with instructional staff. And I'm talking of the black teachers now. The elementary black teachers, their preparation was not what it should have been, especially the older ones. Now they were good teachers in that they took an interest in the students and they did a good job of that kind of thing. But as far as subject matter, they were not as well versed as I would have liked to have seen them. And I guess that was we worked on that some, because a lot of them started teaching. In fact, I had one lady who started teaching, I think, the year after she finished high school. And then the others, you know, they went to what they called normal school back then. And of course, all of them had college degrees because they worked during the summer. But I guess that was the weakness as I saw it. But as far as dedication and doing a good job, I think they did well. I guess that was one of the main problems that I saw. Of course, the curriculum, that distressed, especially at the high school level, and I guess at the elementary too, because of the limited staff we had, we could not offer the things that we knew our students needed, especially in the vocational area. We could only offer the basic things that were required for graduation and a little commercial. We had typing and bookkeeping and in the home ec area, and we had a course in bricklaying, I think, but that was about the extent of the vocational program that we had, and that just was not adequate for students.
What do you consider most rewarding about your principalship?
I guess the most rewarding thing, and that's even happening now, is when I can see students that I taught and they come back and they thank you, and sometimes they're just very enthusiastic. You know, we had a class reunion some years ago, the first one the school had, and I guess they had a little program in the auditorium, and it was packed, maybe 400 or 500, and it was just overwhelming for them to come back and express their appreciation for what teachers did for them back in that day. So I think that's my biggest reward I get from it.
If you knew of a young black person, male or female, that wanted to be a high school principal in North Carolina, what advice would you give?
Be sure that you want to teach and want to work with young people and not be concerned about the pay. Now that's important. You have to have, you got to have a home and that kind of thing. But unless you really want to help young people, then don't go into it. If you really want to see young folk develop, and with all of the problems they present, if you aren't ready to try to meet that challenge, then I'd say don't go into it.
Do you think there was someone that was your mentor along the way?
I can't recall any one person or teacher. Well, until I got in high school, I had a math teacher, I think, Mrs. Susan Matheson, that it really inspired me when she taught me math. And in the eighth grade at that time, that was first year high school.
we come to the end of the interview guide. But if you have any words of wisdom you
want
to give,
Well, I don't have any real words of wisdom except to just for anybody who's in the principalship and administration, just do a good job, and so when you can go home at night, you feel that you've given it your best. And if you do that, you know, when you come to retirement, you don't have a lot of regrets. And that's the way I feel.
Do you have any concerns about black males today?
I really do. I have a lot of concern about black males in particular, because, well, those who are young, who are in teaching, I've tried to encourage some of them to go into administration, and there were some I thought had real potential, but they haven't shown much interest in it. I'm talking with a young man now who says he's going to go into it because there is a definite need for young blacks to get into the classroom and into administration, and I would certainly encourage, if there are those who, you know, are dedicated and want to do that kind of thing, I'd encourage them to get into it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Watkins. We had the sound from the vacuum cleaner. We're in a cafeteria because we had to meet halfway, and I really appreciate you taking the time, because this almost ends my interviews, and I'm so glad that you talked to me, because you have a wealth of knowledge, because you're one of those that remained through integration, and some of them didn't. Well, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you. I'm just glad that you contacted me and invited me. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed sitting and talking with you.
These tapes will be archived in Chapel Hill. I'm going to send you copies of what we've done, because it'll be transcribed. I'll send you copies, and then you get a release form back to me, and then we'll have them in the Southern Collection down in Chapel Hill.
Thank you.